ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question, a question that sometimes people ask. This question is about what are the things that can bring about the love of Allah? I mean, what can we do that, you know, Allah can love us? How can we attract Allah's affection towards us, Allah's love for us? What are the actions that are necessary for us to perform in order for Allah to love us? Of course, Allah loves all of His creation, right? It's necessary for us to, add this reservation here. Allah loves all of His creatures, you know, and He has mercy upon all of them. But this is a general mercy, a general love. And the love that we're talking about here is the special love, a special mercy, which is allocated for, the believers, those who are good. And we want, this is the love that, you know, is specific, and, you know, we have to, voluntarily do certain things in order to acquire that love. Fortunately, the answer to this question is found in a very beautiful hadith. This hadith is a sacred hadith, or a hadith Qudsi. As you know, the hadith Qudsi are those hadiths which are narrated by the Prophet. They are the actual words of Allah, right? They are not necessarily a part of the Quran. There's a difference between the Quran and these hadith al-Qudsi. They're similar in the sense that both of them are the words of Allah, but different from the point of view that the hadith al-Qudsi or sacred hadith are not a part of the Holy Quran. It's been narrated in the tradition of the Holy Prophet's ascension when the Prophet went to the Mi'raj. Allah told him, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, my love is due to those who love each other for my sake. In this hadith, Allah mentions certain characteristics which are necessary in order for us to attract Allah's love towards us. First of all, we should love one another for His sake. Then Allah says, and my love is due to those who are kind to each other for my sake. And my love is due to those who maintain communication with each other for my sake. Communicate with each other, talk to each other for my sake. And my love is due to those who trust me, who have tawakkul and who trust me. And there is no end or culmination to my love. Meaning, if people do these acts and or have, behave in this way, and Allah's love is directed towards these people, it never finishes. And whenever I raise an ensign for them, I lower another ensign for them. In a similar hadith, of course, this is not a hadith you could see, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following, when the believer abandons this world, he is elevated and finds the sweet taste of Allah's love. It could be that this here in this hadith, the love of Allah is the love of a servant for Allah, not Allah's love for His servant. You could go either way here. He appears to the people of this world as if he is confused or is confounded in his mind, whereas truly it is they who have confounded the sweetness of Allah's love such that they do not occupy themselves with other than Him. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at that which brings about the love of Allah, the fondness and love of Allah. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي يا